The problem goes beyond mining. International supermarkets often truck in goods from distribution hubs, in South Africa, for example, rather than sourcing in the places where they operate. Much of Africa's coffee, cashew and cocoa leaves the continent in packaging made abroad. Garment makers stitch together imported fabrics with imported zips and buttons. Governments' attempts to nurture linkages show just how hard they are to create. Some are trying to set up clusters of knowledge in industrial parks. Raghav Patar, an Indian, came to Hawassa Industrial Park in Ethiopia as the manager of a Chinese apparel factory. From there, it was a short step to his current job as chief executive of NASA Garment, the first Ethiopian-owned company there. These kind of moves help skills and know-how spread. But most Ethiopian firms are not coming to the industrial park, says Mr. Patar. They struggle to get the loans and expertise that foreign firms can acquire abroad. In many countries, the entrepreneurs who gain most from foreign investment are often those with existing connections, such as those of European or Asian descent. Governments are also trying to foster links through local content rules, which require multinationals to procure locally to win licenses. The focus needs to be on suppliers that add value, notes Judith Fesser-Heyer of the International Trade Center, a development agency who has studied such policies in the southern African mining sectors, so that contracts do not go to importers with nothing more than a briefcase and a desk. But the risk is that tough restrictions put foreign firms off setting up in a country altogether. Some hope that the market might create incentives to source locally, as consumers become more interested in the origins of the products they buy. Our objective is to grow the Ghana ecosystem, says Karen Pybus of Ethical Apparel Africa, a British garment sourcing company that has invested in a factory in Ghana. Ms. Pybus imports fabric, but wants one day to buy it locally. Foreign-owned brewers are switching from imported barley to home-grown grains, marketing beer drinking as a patriotic act. But unless suppliers have the funds, capacity, and expertise to take advantage of foreign linkages, such efforts will amount to small beer.